Hey Locke, what you doing?
Nothing.
What? Is that my DS?
No.
It is! What are you doing with it?
Well, I found a hack to input Scribblenauk commands into reality. I just had to hardwire your DS into my computer.
Oh, well, if that's all... Wait, what? Why didn't you get the game yourself? Why did you use my game? And my DS!
Well, I can't find my DS, and, well... I don't know. It just seemed like the obvious decision.
Give it back.
No, wait! I got it to work!
Bull. Wait, what?
Three blue.
Aha!
No way. Let me try. After all, it is my game.
No, it's my game.
What? Oh, move it. Computer, spawn Scribblenauk so you can have a freaking copy.
Three blue.
OMG, it worked.
Oh, cool. I kinda wanted to spawn Cake first, though.
I can't believe it worked! Okay, what next?
Cake. Cake.
I know. Computer. Spawn squeaky voice. Spawn, fall, die.
Ah, classic.
What else?
Ooh, I know. We should spawn ourselves.
What? Where'd you get that idea?
I'm a sci-fi fan. It's like the first thing you do with a miraculous matter-creating engine. Right after Cake.
Right. Okay then, go ahead.
Yay! Computer, spawn Gamer's Rant.
Three blue.
Whoa. It's another me. Am I that ugly?
Yep. Yeah.
Hey! Dude, we could totally have a battle for control of the podcast. Heck yeah!
Hey, you hungry? Heck yeah! Oh, real quick. What? Sleep! What? Oh.
What? Hey! It's Xylo. What?
Snape kills Dumbledore.
Spoilers!
Now we shall control the podcast.
Fools. Used our own weaknesses against them. Should have known better.
Hooyah.
Oh, darn you.
This is Gamer's Rant.
What the... Okay, Bossy, you complained last time that we got it over swapped around. Uh-huh. And now you're doing it again anyway.
I just cut it out. I'm sick of this. We're so far delayed that I just decided to get straight to the title.
Screw you.
Hi, guys.
No. Hi, I'm Xylo.
And I'm Locke.
And this is Gamer's Rant.
We rant about games.
No duh.
Thank you. Okay.
And I'm here today.
Yes, what? Syrup is here.
Yeah. Oh, wow, okay.
You know maple syrup?
It's syrup.
It's back.
It's me without my pancakes.
Okay, so yeah, it's taking a while. You want to know why it's taking a while? Because we procrastinate.
It's Xylo's fault.
What do you mean it's my fault?
It really, actually, this time it's a little bit of both our faults. No, not really into either of us. We're just both being procrastinators.
Right, and so instead of reviewing any of the games we said we would review, we're going to review totally different games that just came out.
Yep.
Because I actually think that's probably more relevant to people who actually want to buy these games.
Yep. Yeah, several of these games are in question. Like, Dissidia, to me, was in question whether it's a buy. It's still in question.
Yep, well, it's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about Dissidia or ODST.
Not talking about those in this episode. This episode, we decided we would talk about several demos that have been released. A couple few news things, and this episode will be entirely dedicated to the game Scribblenauts.
Yes. And so, throughout this podcast, on your screen, you will see random words appear and spawn and turn into miraculous objects.
Especially if you happen to be on drugs.
That's probably the only time you will see these words.
Probably.
Or if you have an active imagination.
In fact, heck, if you see these words, contact us. And you're not on drugs. If you see them and you're not on drugs, then, yeah, something's wrong.
Yeah. Call us so that we can
return you won
to
the
nearest asylum.
You won the grand prize. Okay, so, yeah, you start off, Locke.
Okay.
This is your rodeo.
Okay.
Your college.
Sure.
Your army.
Alright, well, let's start off
your Polish
with some
line
demos.
Answers.
Unless there's any big news that's come out. Has there been 360, Microsoft, they do anything? Oh,
I just said your Polish kick line.
It's been so long since...
Oh, I said line dancers.
It's been so long that we've done an episode that the PS3 Slim has been denied, announced, and is soon to come out.
Wait, denied?
Yeah, they asked if they're doing a Slim line and said, no, we're not doing a Slim line.
We already knew about the Slim line, though.
Exactly. Kind of like Kingdom Hearts 3 and the new Final Fantasy 7. We know they're coming out.
And the
they
PS3,
said,
three,
no!
The PS3 3.5?
Yeah.
They claim it's not going to happen.
We knew they were going to make a Slim line. They said, no, we're not making a Slim line. Next week, hey, here's the new Slim line. $2.99. Yay.
$5 make it holla.
Yes, it's very amazing. Otherwise, is there any news? That was pretty major thing we missed.
Scribblenauts came out, ODST came out,
mm-hmm.
The new Kingdom Hearts game is soon to come out.
Mm-hmm.
I fought Squirrel Waha.
Oh yeah, we fought Squirrel Waha.
If you happen to be listening to this and your Xbox Live gamertag is Squirrel Waha, contact us because
please.
You are awesome.
Yeah, and we accidentally forgot to friend tag you per thing.
Yeah.
Because I don't do that.
Alright, that's a demo we can talk about. Section 8.
Yeah, we missed that too, huh?
Yeah, we didn't talk about Section 8.
Mm.
Okay, demo came out called Section 8. It looks like it sucks, but it's actually very awesome.
Yeah, that's because it looks very cliche.
Mm-hmm.
It's big super marine, space marine guys.
Horrible graphics.
Planet, yeah. But
until you find out that you can ODST drop in wherever you want on the map,
yep.
Climb into giant mechs, customize your guy like no other.
Yeah.
And then you realize, oh wow, this is actually a good game.
Yes, the gameplay features all coincide together. It's actually pretty darn fun.
Yeah, it's not just killing guys. Oh no, it's capturing bases, killing VIPs, shooting down the enemy, destroying their setups.
Every type of matchmaking in normal multiplayer games is in one game. There's only one type of game because that type of game includes them all.
It continuously changes from what your objective is. Capture the flag, kill the VIP, protect the base.
Yep.
In this massive, amazing game thing.
That it is, yes.
Okay, sorry, do you want me to come up with a good analogy?
No, that's fine, Zylo. Okay, and I think that's all we got. Oh, Arkham Asylum came out. That didn't impress either of us, I think.
It's like the useful guy in the show Survivors. You look at him, you go, he's kind of crazy, and he doesn't look that cool until he starts building the fire, making the tent, getting the fish out of the water, and telling you you're all idiots. Then you walk over to embrace him, and he shrugs you off because you're not good enough for him.
Is this your metaphor for Section 8?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it works.
Just making sure. I think it does too. Huh.
Yeah, Dead Rising 2 multiplayer.
Huge graphic update. At least it kind of looks like it from the screenshot.
Yeah, anyway, so... Yeah, he's looking at photos. Anyway, so Section 8, yep.
Yeah.
Crackdown 2?
Yeah, you didn't get Game Informer, did you?
No.
It's on the cover of Game Informer. Actually, this is a great topic to bring up. On the cover of Game Informer, which I don't think I have available.
Great.
It shows the new guy you're playing,
mm-hmm.
which is Space Marine guy.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, so I was looking at this. He's standing on top of a building with his gun up like this,
mm-hmm.
and I guessed the plot, and
oh.
I was right.
Oh, great. Same plot?
No.
You came from space?
I don't know how I guessed the plot. I started flipping to the article. I was looking at it. And this stray thought shot through my head. That we'd be playing a little further in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like 20 years in the future. crime has been eliminated, but now the agency has become a sort of a tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
And that thought just passed through my head, and then I read pretty much all of that in the first two paragraphs.
Oh, so you're playing the rebel now.
Yeah, now you're playing the rebel, sort of. You have to fight off crime, but you also have to deal with the agency, who is now the overpowered protector.
Aren't they ones hiring you?
I think they trained you, so... You know, you're kind of there.
Well, then how do you get your weapons, your armor, your health, your cars?
I don't know. I don't know that much. I just guessed the entire premise of the game.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. So, it's obviously very predictable.
Okay, for Crackdown 2 to be good, they gotta make more levels to your powers. They gotta make it so it's four-player co-op.
Oh, heck yeah, yeah.
And they gotta make the fighting system a bit better.
Yeah.
And that would probably make it a much better game.
Yeah, my issue is with the combat and the world itself, you know, sandbox world. It was big, but... And you can get around it. I had some problem with it. You know,
the fact that there's nothing in it, really?
Yeah, it's kind of empty.
It's just like a big old...
I could run
sandcastle. You can't go in it, but it's just shaped.
Well, no, the sandcastle is plenty of fun. Just because I can get in a car and I can run down thousands of civilians in one... or one block corner.
Okay,
which is incredibly cruel, but it gets old.
Okay, so how about this? There's no depth to the world.
Yeah,
it's just a world.
Yeah,
since
really
there's
is.
No storyline or cutscenes or anything, you really don't get attached to any place. Like, oh my gosh, hey, that's the cathedral right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know about that place. I fought a couple guys there. You don't have any memories of the scenario. It's just like, oh, that's a building.
They're big places.
That's the biggest building in the game.
Yeah.
That's building 38.
Yeah, exactly.
Just feels hollow and shallow on the inside.
Yeah, so they need to fix that.
How something can be hollow and shallow at the same time, because if you're shallow, you have to have some substance. I don't know. You figure it out.
Brilliant. Right, brilliant. Okay, going into demos, since there's clearly no really interesting news, how about we start on Wet, since I think we've all played that?
Yeah, sure, let's go with Wet.
Okay.
What is Wet?
Yes.
It's if you don't know what Wet is, go feel rain. If you don't know what rain is, you live in Arizona.
Yeah.
Or the Sahara Desert.
I'm pretty sure they get more rain than Arizona. Okay, but the Wet demo. Well, it sucks. I hated it. I thought it was a bad mixture of Ultraviolet and Stranglehold. Neither of which I liked all that much. The Stranglehold was a lot better. Is this the entirety of your argument? If so, I'm just going to smack you in the back of the head and move on. You're going to make your ears bleed again, you know that?
Okay, well, what did suck, I give it props for two things. One, it didn't take itself seriously at all.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Two, the fact that I can shoot two guys at the same time is nice.
Yes.
Three, monkeys with cymbals are awesome.
Fair argument.
Except the fact that it wasn't fair because I said two things and they gave me three.
Genius. Okay, I see.
He's like complimenting me, but I know it's an insult.
That's called sarcasm.
Or irony.
No, irony is not that.
I know.
Wait, was he sarcastic?
Yeah. Just a little.
I'm lost!
Put a little bit of sarcasm and a little bit of everything.
I think his sarcasm meter is broken.
Having constant sarcasm is like saying everything I say is a lie. Then you're like, wait, was that a lie? What did I just say? Well, if that's a lie, then you don't lie. Exactly. What?
Okay, anyways. I hated the artistic design because it was just artistic design spewed onto...
Okay,
filter
no,
effects.
Stop.
Filter
effect. Stop,
blah,
stop.
Blah.
Look, if you're going to talk about how bad the art is, you must use an over-obnoxious French accent. Go.
The art, it sucks. them Japanese people and their art crap. I can't believe I can do this so well. And all the French people are like, what?
You know nothing about culture.
You do not
know anything about us in the French.
You do not know anything about our accent.
You're
probably
scum.
Just pulling this out of your wazoo.
This is why we spit on your country.
I can do a French spit very well.
No. I'm a Jacques.
And there goes the episode.
Okay, my gripe with it was that it was boring and repetitive. And it just wasn't very much to do. And
that, there's not much motivation. That,
those were those were the flaws with Stranglehold, but Stranglehold did everything better.
Stranglehold was pretty.
Yeah. Yeah,
there was scenery that you could blow up and actually had an effect on the battle.
That's because Stranglehold was made by John Woo, who is overly artistic, but he at least makes things pretty. This, they try to make things pretty, but it's 10 guys trying to do different things.
Hey, when you can slide down a rail, flying through the air in slow motion, and just blow guys away, that's nice. But in Stranglehold, like, you have a meter of how long you can go slow-mo.
Yes.
In this one, you can just go slow-mo wherever you want, which is kind of nice, but it also makes jumping a pain.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna jump over the building. Boom. Oh, dang it. Son of a...
There goes my timing.
Dang it! Just reaching for the left. Come on. Little closer. Little closer. Pink. Ow. Look at that. Why are your bolts faster than mine?
Wait a minute. I'm the
that
only
is
one
because
in
you're
slow-mo.
On slow-mo. Silly, dropping these people.
They know nothing of our culture. They make their bullets faster than us. But we know they true still a lot.
Yes. I think its only redeeming feature was the character was, you know, interesting at the least.
It was interesting because it wasn't a character.
Yeah, it was just a stereotype, overblown stereotype, much like the rest of it.
No.
She had awesome guns and swords and
stuff. I'm sorry, you got this wrong. This woman in the game, obviously, is going through a very bad time of the month, has had her ex-boyfriend break up with her, probably her car repossessed, she got audited, and now has been given a sword. That is what this game is about. One PO'd lady taking on the world.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
That would be the motivation.
Yep.
Yeah.
See, that's what I got when I play this game. I'm like, I'm mad.
Yeah.
So you can even just see a little director coming in. Okay, your motivation, you're mad. Action.
Wait, what? What am I supposed to do? Slap! Hey!
Go! Run with it. Roll. All
right. Yes, and that director was not John Woo. That director was on steroids. Or not steroids. Yeah. Some sort of hallucinogen.
That director was seeing words on the computer screen, and then the words would disappear, and then the object would appear on the computer screen.
I think that was a reference to what you said about Scribble Notes earlier.
Yeah, I'm kind of lost here.
Okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay. That's why we're the hosts. You're the guests.
Ow. Just insult the woman, for heaven's sakes. If you keep that up, she's going to grab a katana and come kill you.
Good point.
You played right. You know what happens.
Why don't you insult her then? I'd like to see that.
That'd
that
be would
funny.
Be more entertaining.
Okay, but next thing. If you don't believe what I just said, then go watch the portion of the game when she gets blood in her face and suddenly the screen turns all red.
Yeah.
I think that proves my point.
That was also really stupid because all it did was add a filter to the thing and...
Well, you couldn't die.
You couldn't? No,
well,
you can,
well, maybe you could, but it'd be really hard to since you're invincible pretty much because you fire 50 billion bolts at one time.
Yeah, your pistols become
machine guns.
SMGs, yeah. But still, I ran past a guy who, on accident, and he hit me in the back of the with a shotgun. I thought I was going to die, which would have been really weird in that mode. I didn't because
it seems more like a mode you want to activate on like command, like you know, build it up then activate, and it looked like it just like this portion of the level you
maybe,
get to go in that mode.
Maybe you could have done that at some point, like maybe that was just to introduce it.
Like, then it would have said afterwards, "Hey, by the way, when you build up this meter, you can go after you beat that part, so you can use it later in the level."
Oh, by the way, did you guys beat the demo?
Yeah,
I did not because you know why?
Why?
God, I was sick of press X not to die.
That's true.
I hate it.
You got to the car part then?
Yeah, I got to that. I did that twice and it said, no, it ain't worth it. It wasn't that good of a game. And
I had to go with the physics that Mythbusters already proved you cannot stay on the roof of a car. You cannot stay on the roof of multiple cars while driving past them and jumping from roof to roof.
Yeah, so it was overly blown out artistic stuff, which I hate because I prefer the old theory, less is more.
To me, it felt like it was kind of almost ripping off No More Heroes in the art style almost.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I could say that it has No More Heroes art style, Stranglehold art style, Ultraviolet's art style.
Wait, hold on a second. You forgot this. Halo. Why not? Everything must rip off Halo.
Yes, exactly.
We'll find something in that ripped off Halo.
Yes.
One guy would come walking in wearing green. Oh my gosh, Master Chief.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, anyways, enough wet ranting.
Alright,
weird.
So.
Okay, Darkest Days demo.
We're
going to
get
a
towel for that.
Darkest Days. You two played it, I didn't.
No, we're not doing that one. You go next.
Oh, God.
Okay.
We take it back. Rewind, reset.
Okay, Darkest Days demo.
What? No, we just said we weren't going to do that.
Oh,
what?
God.
I just said you go first. You pick a demo.
Then I thought you said rewind. And
yeah, rewind and reset. Now you do yours.
Okay. I'm going to do
forget
my...
it now. You just failed.
Now I'm going to do
failed
mine.
Horribly. You're like the TiVo that no one likes. You're the one that records your shows.
I was in
5 minutes too late.
I was in the middle of saying Cabela's Big Game Hunter demo, and you just said, oh no, rewind.
Yeah, I thought you wanted to talk about Darkest Days.
Okay.
No, fine. Do it. Just do
Cabela's
it.
Cabela's Big Game Hunter demo. Since
No. Okay. Smack!
Lock your motivation in the scene. As you are a Western hunter, and you are going to be talking about like your gold mine as you go out and hunt you some game.
Is my name Juarez?
Yes, and you are a prospector. Go!
My name is Juarez, and I started playing Cabela's Big Game Hunter.
No, cut. You sound like Zorro now.
My name is Zorro.
And he'd be like, howdy, partner. I'm going to talk to you about your big games, Grimshaw. Yeah!
No, stop. Okay.
Okay, BS on that. For everyone, I said yeehaw, and he cut it off right as I said yeehaw.
And you just had to tell them. I'm pretty sure they weren't. They couldn't have tell. They
yeah.
couldn't tell from
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you know what? You know, you can't take my acting ability. You know, you think I'm just like, oh wow, that was a great actor, and I just feel so bad that I'm not as cool or as brilliant or as good looking as him.
And what's your point? Wait, what was that about the good looking part?
Thank you, Locke.
I think you just saved Milo's life.
Yeah, my self-esteem just got a massive boost.
Oh, thank you.
That was originally sarcastic.
Now.
Oh, well.
Yeah, sure it was, but it was lost in your extremely low monotone voice.
Yes, it was lost. I didn't hear that last bit. Oh, well. Cabela's Big Game Hunter.
Yeehaw!
I played this directly after Call of Juarez, which didn't impress me all that much.
Why?
This game, it just shot out of the dark. I got into this game. You know, I was expecting it just to be a sniping game that I would play just out of pure boredom.
Mm-hmm.
I get into it. All of a sudden, I see this HUD out of Endwar. Tom Clancy's Endwar. Holographic screens. This guy telling me over the telecommunicator that they're going to be dropping me off in some place in Canada. And I'm going to be left to do this big mission. If I complete this mission, I get accepted into this great league of hunters. And I'm just looking at all these little graphical things. I'm like, this is a hunting game?
Well, that's obviously wrong. See, now kids are going to join up to go hunting. They're going to be like, okay, here's an old shotgun. Mm-hmm. Here's a life preserver. And here's a cap. Go into the woods and kill something. That's not nearly as cool.
Yeah, and after this bit, it would continue to impress me or almost impress me. It was like, oh, that would have been really, really cool, but you just psyched me out there. Mm-hmm. Like, it dropped me down in the middle of the forest, and it said, you will be judged on your ability to navigate and find herds of animals. And then, oh my god. A deer. Deer rubbed against that tree, I see it. and then it says, press the right bumper to activate hunter vision. And it makes that tree that I spotted all my own glow. And it's... and instead of being in a huge open world, it was a very linear path. It was like, oh, huge disappointment. By the way, I really like hunting.
Mm-hmm.
So...
What?
I really like hunting, so I was really hoping to navigate around the forest, sneak around, get a good kill. But no, this is noob hunting. This is follow the tracker, boys. Oh, you see the duck? Okay, hold down hunter vision, find a good hiding space that will be conveniently highlighted in your hunter vision, go over there, crouch, and fire at the deer.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Did you, everyone get the pun there? Good.
No, I just refused to acknowledge it.
Brilliant play on words, yes.
It was a horrible pun.
Oh, shut up. No one likes you.
Okay, so you get to the deer thing, which is 20 feet in front of you. But they felt the need to put waypoints all along the way.
And then you shoot the deer and find out that it's actually just a cardboard cutout. Followed by a trip my knees, coming down. And suddenly, you just turn, and guys in black armor stop down and go, "Freeze, Mr. President!" And you go, "What?" And then you, then a girl comes by in a moped and says, "Get on!" And you jump on and you start flying away into the outer space where you go to the planet Quasar. And you learn to become an impressive chef because you are actually the secret president who has been mind-washed because the evil government is coming after you. And then you find out you're also the Prince of Karmaga.
I love how you turn brainwashed into mind-washed.
It's two different things. Brainwash, you take the brain out and wash it. Mind wash, it's all mental. All mental.
Okay. Props to you. Bleep bloop. Insane acting improbability. We know.
I don't think that was that good, though.
It was, you came up with a good enough details to keep it going. It was good. Anyways. Cabela's big game hunting demo. After you kill the deer, which, even with my sniping ability, I managed to get a lung shot, which I'm very happy with, because I had Link play this. Apparently Link...
Wait, you have to have a lung shot?
No, see, there are three things that you can
That's
kill.
That's horrible! Hold on, so I just had a really horrible image.
I'm sure.
Okay.
So it's like, okay, so you can shoot any part of the animal? Yeah, so it's like, okay, head shot, lung shot, heart shot, turn to its stomach, infant shot.
Oh, you sick SOB! You sick SOB!
That's horrible.
Then we go into my thought. Then you got the infant's headshot. Infant's heart shot. You sick ass of me. You see what you started?
I was sick.
See, that's like a great joke there. We had pulled it off. We like so pull it off in like a video on YouTube. It's like infant head, you know, infant shot. That's horrible. You're like Gibson? Oh, no, hold on. You need to go for the infant headshot.
Now, you see, now this I originally found really screwed up. It shows this little meter of how many points you get for each shot.
Mm-hmm.
If you get a spine shot, you get like 20 points. Mm-hmm. If you get lung shot, you get like 50 points, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then for a heart shot, you get 100 points.
Mm-hmm.
And for a head shot, you get 0 points.
Why?
Because Link later explained to me that you want to mount the thing, so apparently a big old blast right through the head. Personally, I think it's endearing. Ah! I take your old deer and raise you, old deer.
Oh, deering me.
And deer.
And the sad part is that I just got that. Yes.
See, it was brilliant. You had to think about it. It was like, ha ha, funny xylophone. Or, funny. What is in the sun?
Hey. I fold. Yeah,
it's bad.
Not good. It's a full horse.
Anyways.
We call them baby deer. Bambi?
Doe?
No. Doe?
No, that's...
Yeah.
Hand over the doe!
Better.
Better.
Only no context whatsoever. But anyways, Link and Luna are apparently huge fans of the Cabela's games.
So, a deer, a female deer.
Smack! So, I have Link play this, because he's apparently very good at this game. And he's a decent sniper, I know this much. So he takes a shot, goes right for the heart. Miss.
Infant headshot.
Miss. Miss. That's how I play on Halo. Anyways, it was funny.
So, what was the good part about this game? Because right now it just sounds horrible.
Oh, it was a fun game. Regardless, the worst part was the really noobishness of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was made for casual gaming. That really sucked. Really linear pathways with waypoints.
Mm-hmm.
That really bugged me. The actual hunting the deer, you know, aiming, which was all I expected out of this game,
mm-hmm.
That part's good. You aim for, you know, whatever it's on the deer. Then you move on to, I forgot what they're called, smaller deer. They're a smaller breed of deer. They're quicker. Then you move on to a bonus round,
mm-hmm.
Which is duck hunting.
Is there an annoying little dog?
I wish. There should be a bonus level where... Now, we went to the edge of this little island and started shooting duck. So all you see in front of you is mountains and water.
Mm-hmm.
So all I really wanted out of that level was a dog to pop out of the water and knock me. Because you'd never expect it to pop out of the water, right?
It was you with Tangon's head?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that would have been great.
Mm-hmm.
That would have made this game 1,000 times better. Still wouldn't buy it because of this linear pathways and junk, but anyways, after the bonus round with the ducks, which I surpassed better than anyone else, because when you do that, you can pull out the shotgun instead of the sniper,
mm-hmm.
and I can do well with the shotgun. In fact, you get 4 guns in this. You get a wood sniper rifle, a metal sniper rifle, big whoop.
What's the difference?
There's a difference I couldn't tell you. Clearly.
Well, what I want a song screwdriver will work on, the other one it won't.
Exactly. Then you get a shotgun, 12 gauge, very nice. Then you get a 44 handgun with a scope.
And then you get the BFG.
Yes. Well, it's essentially the BFG
no,
of handguns.
That's a different demo.
It's the BFHG. It's the big friggin' that handgun. Yeah, so after this, there's one more thing with another type of deer, which the name eludes me. I swear I'm good at hunting.
He's supposed to be good at something. Because it's obviously not puns.
Oh, yeah, my puns are bad? I had endearing. What do you have? Oh, dear. Oh, yeah, that was really brilliant. Okay, after the elk thing, you got another bonus round with rabbits. And then the next thing, the last one, mountain lion.
That's a bonus round?
No, that's the last part of the game. Or the last part of the demo, anyways. You apparently fight Mano Imano.
In hand combat?
Yes, Mano Imano. With large, ravenous creatures with teeth.
Wait, Mano? So you're really going hand to hand with this thing?
Yeah, you jump down in the mountain lion's arm, jumps up on the cliff, and jumps down at you.
What do you fight it off with? A knife?
No. The big freaking hand. That's what I did, anyways. You can pull out the shotgun, too, but I thought, I got the big freaking handgun with the scope, so I zoomed in with the scope too, even though it was 10 feet in front of me. Anyways, yeah, it's one of those things you had to be there, but it was a fun game. It really impressed me. Then it disappointed me again.
Oh dear.
Well, see, the mountain lion was really cool and all, but as soon as it munched me, it just hops on top of you, paws at you a bit, and gives you the press X not to die bit, and then it hops off. Walks away, growls at you. So it turned out to be very, very casual gaming. But it was cool. It was scary, and I killed that thing with a handgun.
Well, see, the question is how casual. And then you say, "Well, let me show you." You post in the game. You walk over off screen where you can't see. Pull back a curtain. All the deer are sitting there in lawn chairs reading newspapers. You see your main character sitting there in sandals and Hawaiian shirt, drinking coffee, and he looks up. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone on the set.
Yeah.
Everyone gets back out there.
Yeah, pretty much. Another thing I forgot to mention, along with all this huge
mountain lions wearing a monocle and sipping tea.
Yes, exactly. All the end war HUD things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that also comes with a friend who helps you out with satellite tracking. So he's the one that, as if it wasn't linear enough, the guy will tell you how to get through it.
By the way, take a left. Yeah, I know. I'm in a freaking valley. There's only one way to go.
Yeah, that's all there is.
You might want to head straight.
Seriously.
Thanks.
Yeah, but when I first heard that he was going to be giving me advice, it's like I'm cheating at hunting.
By the way, press X not to die. What?
Press X not to die.
X?
Cool. It's like the easy button. I got the easy button on my sniper. That's exactly what this game is like. Hunting with an easy button.
This should make a hunting game where you have no weapons and you're medieval.
Yeah.
And you might be able to find a gun. Yeah. You're like, this is awesome. You're just like living out in the wild.
Interesting game. It sounds like older renditions of this game were a lot better. And yeah, that's all I have to say about it. Then, Darkest Days demo.
Oh,
nah, I probably should save it for next one.
Oh, well,
God.
We're talking about demos in this one. I have a lot of news and stuff for the next.
We're talking about Dragon Origins, and that's not a demo.
Yeah, I was thinking. I was just thinking about moving that.
We're
to next week.
We're at half an hour.
Next time, we are.
Yeah, we're at half an hour already.
Okay. And Scribblenauts.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
All right.
But then you can play Darkest of Days and we can all rant together.
That's true.
Okay, so scribble knots. Okay? Scribble knots is the naughtiest thing you can scribble.
It's brilliant.
Yep. There's sarcasm there, wasn't it?
Yes. Or it wasn't.
Wah-ha.
Squaw-ha.
Not okay. Only is his pun meter broken, his sarcasm meter is broken.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, in the arena of sarcasm,
my BS meter is working fine, though.
Yes.
Anyways, so, Scribblenauts, a game developed by FitCell, a game where you, the player, can type in any word and have it magically spawn to complete random sets of puzzles. All good in theory.
Okay.
See,
tell us more, Zella.
That just kind of sounded like epic right there. I just want to leave it off at that.
Okay.
Come back next week for the second part. Filled with bad deer puns.
But then we'd have to rant about Darkest Days right now.
Alright, so, I don't know, where do you want me to... Oh, okay, I'll just start off with the plot. Mm-hmm. Okay, the plot is... And
you're
that's the plot.
Yeah, you're a Scribblenaut.
Pretty much.
There is no plot. There's an annoying tutorial, but there is no plot.
Yeah. I'm really sick of game tutorials.
Alright, so I'll just go through, like, when you just go to the start menu. The game starts up. You are in playground mode. You can spawn anything you want and just screw with it. Okay?
That's how it
no
starts.
Penalties. You can't even die in playground mode.
Hmm.
Then you press start, you go into your profile, and then you can choose...
No, you can die in start mode if you spawn an A-bomb.
Yes, if you spawn an A-bomb, you will die in playground mode.
So
but,
you really can spawn anything.
Almost anything.
Right. There are rules.
Yeah, and there's some things that you just can't spawn, which annoys me. Okay, so...
can
then
you spawn Hitler?
No. Oh. Anyways, so you go into the game, and then there is map builder mode, buying mode, options, then game mode. In game mode, you can go to, like, I think it's like 10 different worlds, each with, like, about 10 levels in each.
Okay.
Well, 10. Well, then,
22.
Well, 22 levels in each.
Yeah.
10 being puzzle mode and 10 being action mode.
Oh.
Now, so in puzzle mode, you go around. The game gives you a puzzle to solve, and then you solve the puzzle using the words like "give." Like, this man is thirsty, and then you could either look. Well, because there's 10 billion ways you can solve every puzzle. You could A, give him lemonade. B, make it rain. C, create a pool. D, get a fire hose and blast his butt into the sand. So that aspect's fun. Then there's
I spawn a ninja.
Then there's action mode where it gives you a little star you have to get to, and then you have to figure out how to get to the star. Now the problem is, I'm pretty sure action mode isn't really about action; it's more about puzzle solving because it's the hardest puzzles in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Puzzle mode is a cakewalk compared to action mode.
Yeah.
Action mode will have you about a billion switches that will kill you if you die, and you have to figure out the one that works.
Yeah.
Or how to.
Puzzle mode is more like logic mode.
Screw
and then
logic mode. It's
more
like meme
puzzle.
Mode.
Can you spawn a meat shield to pull switches for you?
No.
Oh.
Okay, to give you an example. How about this? The game starts you off on a cliff, and if you walk left or right, there are detonators that will blow up the star, and you lose. Beat that.
Okay. Get a bunch of balloons.
Whee! Yeah. It's not that easy. Okay,
no,
so that part is hard, and I really wish it was more like action. Like, they put the star at the very end of the level, and
mm-hmm.
they put about, like, 50 billion dragons in my way. Maybe it's a kind of clown killer. And then say, get to work. And I pull up my Gatling gun and go, ch-ch-ch, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but they know that their controls aren't good enough for that.
No, it is.
It is? You can blow away them enemies?
Yeah,
you
click on them and hit attack. And then your guy goes, ch-ch-ch, and just mows them down.
Right.
Or you can be like me and cheat and just spawn stuff that kills the dragons.
A-bomb!
That'll kill
no,
you.
No, because then that kills you. And the star.
Whatever, it kills the dragon.
I tend to spawn God, and God sticks
yeah.
back at me and goes, yo, what's up?
Or death. You can spawn death.
By the way, if death dies, you can get a scythe and kill people.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
I also found out if you spawn Medusa and she dies, you can take her head and freeze people.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But,
can you be frozen by Medusa?
Yes, Medusa will freeze you.
Ah.
Okay, so, yeah. Tons of things to spawn. Tons and tons. Like, some of the fun ones I found were Teleporter, Time Machine, Abraham Lincoln...
You can spawn Abraham Lincoln.
You can spawn Abraham Lincoln, and I gave him a monocle.
Oh, my God.
He's clearly a very powerful wizard.
You can spawn an invisibility cloak. You can spawn a magic broomstick. You can spawn a minigun. You can spawn a C4. You can spawn...
an A-bomb.
You can spawn a dragon. You can spawn the behemoth. You can spawn... You can spawn anything, okay?
What about Tremere? Have you tried that?
Huh?
But you can. Tremere?
Tremere?
Chimera.
Oh, Chimera? Yeah. It's Chimera.
I've heard it pronounced both ways, so I don't know.
Wrong, it's Chimera.
Okay, Chimera.
I've also heard it pronounced
Chimera.
I haven't tried it yet, so I'm assuming it's right. You could. Okay, no, so the game's limit is it has to be something of taste.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot spawn hot chicks. You cannot spawn booze.
Yeah,
you cannot spawn President Obama.
But you can spawn presidents, but they're all white.
Yes, in fact, the game actually isn't racist because all the black people tend to be ballerinas and chefs. Anyway, so the game's fun. So let's get to the bad part, okay? So I'm going to step out of story mode real quick and leave that untouched for now.
Okay.
Let's go into map editor mode. It sucks. Map editor mode is actually like the kid-friendly map editor mode in the fact that you can't actually do any damage. The game basically does not allow you to build a map. It lets you choose maps you've already played through with nothing in them.
Yeah.
So you can pick that and like, okay, I was ending mine now. I'll just find a map that I can use for my idea.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the game takes out all the elements that made it fun. Like action, you know, action mode, the actual hard mode. And that one has tons of doors and switches you have to pull to make, you know, open to allow you to continue on. Or traps that, you know, have a grenade explode the freaking star you're trying to get to.
Mm-hmm.
You can't put those in there. The trip wires that you normally ran through and went, oh, dang it, and then something came out to kill you, don't exist. You can spawn them, they don't work. The switches do not open doors. So, basically, all you have is a big, long pathway that your character can just run across. I tried spawning, like, dangerous creatures, but they're easy to dispatch if you can spawn God. You spawn God.
How I beat his level.
Yeah, I made a level, and he just spawned God, and poof, all dead.
Then that was the end of the level.
Yep, and then just walk to the start. So the thing sucks. Also, you can only spawn about 5 things, which you could normally, because that's about all you can spawn before the game decides that, you know, there's too much on the screen.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the levels in the game have a lot more in them before you actually start spawning your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like one had reindeer, a sled, presents, Santa Claus, the moon, sky, stars, tree, snow, all this stuff on a level. And I was like, cool.
Map
and I spawned a bunch of other junk on top of that.
Yeah.
In my level, I was able to spawn 1 barricade, 3 people, and a dragon. That was it.
Yeah. That really sucks.
So your levels, you can't even do anything cool with the levels. So it's just really pointless. So map editor sucks, and that's the only multiplayer feature is sending each other your maps, even though they all suck, because you can't put anything in them. Of course, I'm trying to get my action replay to get a code where I can just put as much stuff on I want a level.
Yes.
Fortunately, I can't find the bloody cord that hooks up my action replay to my computer.
Quite brilliant.
Huh?
Quite brilliant.
Yeah, I know, I can't find it. I'm probably going to have to end up buying a new one. But anyways. Okay, so that sucks. The shop also sucks. Why? Everything in the shop is about $500. Most is like $900. And I already have $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
You get a lot of money for beating levels.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I am on level 3.
Wow.
I'm on world 3.
Yeah.
I already have enough stuff to buy. It costs money to unlock the levels. I already did the math. Unlock every level, buy everything, and I'd still have about $100,000 left over.
Yeah, I've already bought all the levels, and I'm almost level 4. So.
The game really should up the prices on this stuff, really.
Yeah.
If you're going to have a shop, you actually have to make us work for the stuff, so
yeah.
It's actually cool when we get it, instead of right off the bat getting everything going, oh, well, that was fun.
Mm-hmm. The only, like, good part about it is you can, like, you can buy different avatars and stuff, like, I walk around as a witch.
I was wondering, can you spawn more points for yourself?
Spawn more points?
Yeah, the money, can you spawn the currency?
No.
Because the currency
probably
has its own name.
That actually be kind of
cool.
Yeah.
You've done it?
No, I haven't.
Just spawn it, ding, 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 ding. Hold on,
I've spawned money before, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, but the game has its own currency, has its own word.
Yeah.
The game has tons of jokes. Like, you can spawn Rickroll, and you can spawn All Your Base Are Belong to Us.
Which I find
and,
that one amazing.
Ceiling Cat.
Yeah, you can spawn a ceiling
cat. You can
spawn
a ceiling cat?
You can spawn a ceiling
cat.
Wow.
It can't do anything, but...
Okay.
No, it can solve a puzzle or two.
Really?
Yeah. But it's very...
Oh, jeez.
So, the game does have amazing word choice, but the problem is they sacrificed its amazing... They gave it the amazing word choice, and it sacrificed gameplay.
Yeah.
Which I'll move on to now. Like the fact that it is a glitchy. It is really glitchy.
I have not hit a single glitch.
Well, I'm me. I managed to find every glitch.
He's the glitch hunter.
Yeah, but even when a game is glitchy, it normally can be playable. This one tends to be glitchy where it's really sad. Like, I played a 1-star mission. It goes up to 4 stars on difficulty. 1-star.
Mm-hmm.
Easiest mission. Mission was, there's a penguin. Feed it the 3 smallest fish. And there's a little lake next to me. I went, okay, jumped in the lake, put on some scuba gear, went down, grabbed fish number 1, fed him, grabbed fish number 2, fed him, grabbed fish number 3, went to the surface, jumped, was trying to jump up onto the land, then the fish disintegrated in my hands in a burst of flames. I went, then I checked the map looking for everything when I replayed it again. I'm like, is there a tripwire or something? No. I went, okay. did it once, did it twice, did it three times. It worked. Okay? Now, then in the game, you can play through the same level three times. And you have to use different words all three times, and then you get a gold star for the level. Woo-hoo. And so far, I've gotten gold stars in like every level I play because of that OCD. But I'm tired. I'm about to give up on it because some of the levels are just so dumb. Like this one. I was really tempted to just not go through this one. So I went, okay, I'll go through it a second time. Dink, went down. Now I put on a scuba diving helmet. Went down, grabbed fish number one, grabbed fish number two, planted them, grabbed fish number three, burst into flames! I'm like, twitch. I'm sitting there going, okay, there's something must be wrong, because I did it perfectly one time. Nothing changed. And so, I proceeded to play through this level through a good 45 minutes, because the fish kept bursting into flames.
Which is pretty hard in water, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty hard.
I have no idea why this fish kept dying in my arms.
I had a problem with that level. I fed him two fish, and then he actually managed to catch one of the last fish on his own, and it didn't register for me, so the star didn't appear. I had to restart the level, but then I passed it. No spontaneously combusting fish.
Yeah, my spontaneous.
Yeah.
Okay,
only
there's another
for
level.
You would a fish spontaneously combust.
Another level, okay? This isn't glitchy as much as bad game design, okay?
Because
they added in a new feature to the game that I cannot put in map editor mode, which ticks me off, okay? Magical teleportation. In a level, it said get through the doors, and there's like seven doors in my way. I went, okay? Started walking towards the door. Bing! Popped in a room with a big guy with a sword. And he just starts slashing me. I'm like, what the heck? I died. I went, okay. Apparently, when I move in this game, it takes me to a random room with something that's going to kill me. And so I continued through this process, finding out that every room took me to some other room with a thing that was going to kill me in it, and it got very annoying. Unfortunately, the game hates me. And it made a room where you instant death. Yeah, that's right.
I got through that level, no problem.
I got through the room of instant death. Here's how it works, okay? First room, guy with the sword. I planted God, he killed him. Okay? Second room, there's a pirate, frozen ice. Unfroze the pirate, guy killed him. Third room, there's a fire thing in my way. Spawned rain, killed the fire. Next room, I appeared on a board above a cliff. So there's like a little hole. If I broke the board, I could fall through. And there's spikes on the wall, so I can't touch them. Okay? So I spawn magma, melt the board, fell through. As I fall through, the spikes enclose in on top of me. I assume it stopped me from going back up. Unfortunately, I landed right on the switch. And so I'm like, okay, I'll just walk a little bit to the left to get out of the switch. My character, because the control scheme sucks on this game.
Yeah.
It really does.
Uh-huh.
You will end up doing a lot of stuff you did not mean to do.
Yeah,
I've fallen into magma, I've run in spikes.
I tried this for another 45 minutes to get him to just walk to the left so I could click the switch. No, every time he jumped up into the air and got stuck between the two spikes, bouncing back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, blah, 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 and died. Every time. Every time. I went, who designed this? Why did you have to have the spikes close in after I fell through them? Why couldn't you just have them sit there? At least then I could jump up without dying.
Yeah,
you know, then there'd be room. I'd just jump up, and then he'd just move to the left a little bit. I'd be like, okay, click switch, and then move into the next room.
Their controls clearly aren't good enough to pull off things like that.
Yeah, so no matter what I do, for some reason, he decided that by tapping left on the screen meant jump. Tapping right on the screen meant jump. Tapping down on the screen meant jump. Tapping jump meant nothing. It's kind of funny that then when I tap jump, he wouldn't jump.
Yeah.
So that was annoying. I finally did beat that, though. You know what I did?
What?
I spawned the bloody invisibility cloak so I couldn't see my legs and tapped the switch.
Wow. Wait, what?
If I couldn't see my legs, the game decided that I could actually touch the switch now because my legs were in the way of the switch.
Oh.
So I kept clicking on myself. Which would make myself jump, by the way, and kill me.
Yeah, if you click yourself, you automatically jump, which is annoying.
So I spawned the invisibility cloak, put it on, can't see me anymore. Switch!
That's brilliant.
And by the way, every time you go through one of these different rooms, it takes off everything you're holding.
Mm-hmm.
So my invisibility cloak immediately went off. The weapon I was carrying went off. And I got spawned in a room with a behemoth who looked at me and growled. But then I spawned a black hole and killed that SOB because I was ticked. Ugh. So yeah, this game is glitchy. Next part, next final glitch, okay? Final glitch I've been running into constantly.
Alright.
I spawned a magic carpet.
Yay!
A lot of levels require you to fly, and since you have to do it three times, I normally spawn wings, then a jetpack, and then a magic carpet, okay? Magic carpet sucks. On my wings and stuff, if I walk forward and there's a molehill, my character will simply jump over it.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I want to fly, he will fly. Magic carpet stays planted to the ground until it decides it wants to rise randomly.
Mm.
Okay, it decides when it wants to go up. which means if I come to a molehill, I can just ram into the molehill repeatedly until the thing decides, oh, I'm gonna fly now, and it floats lazily up.
You need to give it almost a running start to get it going.
You haven't used the magic carpet, you used the magic broomstick.
I used the broomstick, which is like the same thing.
Anyways, so it does that, which is annoying, but it's still dealable. I mean, for some reason it doesn't decide, it never goes as high as the jetpack or the wings, don't ask me why. It doesn't step in the air long as jetpacks and the wings. By the way, you can't stay in the air as long as you want, even if you have wings. Oh no, it gives you like 3 seconds and you fall.
That is ridiculous.
But also, the other thing it does, I'm flying there, I'm saying I'm flying, I start falling to the ground and I go, crap, okay, I'm going to have to re-jump again. Then it sends me through the fucking floor! It's the fucking floor. There's a weird sound, it's my old new word. Not frack, the fucking floor. I don't know how I said that. It's like, frish. Let's go, okay, the k-ing floor. There we go, the k-ing floor. It sent me through the k-ing floor.
Right.
I was just sitting there, wee, boom, game over. What the? No! No! And it just glitched me a few times. I actually beat a level because of this glitch. I had to get down to this lower platform surrounded by spikes and everything, and the star thing on it. I fell through the floor and landed on the platform.
Brilliant.
And I jumped off, and the carpet just kept going. I was just like, cool, picked it up.
Do, it took do, me do, forever do, to beat that level.
And yeah, that magic carpet sucks. Mm-hmm. Some days it just says, no, I'm going to hell and I'm dragging you with me. That magic carpet sucks. And it seems like it seems like it's a really bad game element because, honestly, I've used pterodactyls, I've used giant birds, balloons, biplanes, wings, and a jetpack. All their flying mechanics are fine. I mean, they're a little bit glitchy, but they're fine. But for some reason, the magic carpet fails. Why couldn't they just, copy and paste? They did something different for this, and it fails. It also happens with the magic broomstick.
I've never had problems with the magic broomstick.
You're not me. I managed to find every glitch. Don't ask me how.
Yeah, you're really the glitch finder. I mean, when you first played Fable 2, you were walking through the ground, weren't you?
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever had a glitch with Fable 2.
I don't know what happens with me. I guess the glitch is just like me.
Yeah.
Attracted to me.
It's like some sort of static radiation.
Oh, someone who can find out where we are. Here! Yeah, so that's my view of Scribblenauts. It's still fun. I'm not saying it's not fun. Spawning.
It's a lot of fun.
Spawning a ninja and a pirate, having them have a fight to the death in front of you is always a good show.
Yes,
but prepare it to be glitchy. And I'm OCD, okay? I know there's a bunch of people out there are going to be like, okay, I'm going to beat every level to get a gold star. Really, just stop yourself now. I mean, sure, it'll make the game longer, but you're just going to get so frustrated with it. Especially when it's like, you have a perfectly good plan how to beat the level, but the game just says, F you. No, you don't. Like, times when I spawn a torch, and for some reason it refuses to melt the ice, and the game just goes, nope. I don't care what you say. That's not fire. That's a light.
That, my friend, is a light. And it'll walk on ice.
And so, yeah, a lot of times the game's physics just say, oh, no. Like, one time, this mission was, feed the girl breakfast. I spawned ham. Ham is a breakfast food sometimes, ham.
Yeah.
Game said, nope. I'm like...
Yeah, that happened to me. Yeah. I spawned pancakes. And for some reason, it said, nope, that's not a breakfast food.
Is it brunch food?
Yeah, so
I'm pretty sure that counts anyways.
So sometimes... They claim they made the game because they had no idea what you're going to do, so everything was compatible and everything would work smoothly. It doesn't. A lot of times you spawn that should work together, don't.
Yeah, I think this confirms very much what GameStop said. In their review, they said, huge vocab, a lot of vocab don't do much. To work.
Yeah, but you can spawn some items that would normally be really useful, but they don't do anything.
Yeah, like an elevator. You spawn an elevator, you jump inside.
I've done
that. It carries you up to the second floor. And if you try to get out, you pick the elevator up. You can't get out. Yeah. It'll just pick you up and then drop you back down the first floor.
That was the problem I had.
That's really sucky. Really. It does have a useful feature, though. If you need to get up, you can step on top of it, but you can also walk through it. Which means I can walk to the bottom of it, then fly up and land on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Which doesn't work with walls. If you spawn a wall, you can't walk through the wall. But so now I can get up on a higher... Now I can create a higher ledge that I can walk through.
I see.
Cool. That is its one use. There's also something called a ladder that does the same thing.
Yes. You can say that for the actual use for an elevator, but we won't get into that.
Yeah. So, yeah. You want to say something, Sarah?
I think I pretty much covered everything
that
I wanted to say.
A few times over, yeah.
very passionate about those glitches. It's like, because I'm OCD, I had to keep playing through it.
The glitch magnet. They come to you.
Okay, so I'm going to give it a used copy at GameStop. Even with all these massive flaws, it is still a blast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You still enjoy spawning stuff. But I also say I only, you know, used copy or rent it at GameStop. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you're going to beat it relatively quickly, except for the action levels.
Yeah. Besides, I fear... Now, I'm biased because I really don't like handheld games. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. But I'll pick it up, I'll have a blast with it, and I'll get sick of it. I won't even get sick of it. I'll just, you know, forget about it. Mm-hmm. Eventually. Especially a game like Scribblenauts where there is no story to draw me in. It's just random fun.
Right. So this is the kind of game they don't expect you to take seriously or play. It's the kind of game you just kind of pull out your pocket, play it for half an hour, and then put it back. And then just continue doing that.
Which is perfect for the DS.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. I was thinking that the DS is more... It's less serious.
Yeah, pull it out. Screw around.
It's become puzzle games.
It's not an experience. It's a time killer.
Yeah.
It's a fun time killer, but it's still just a time killer.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I've been thinking throughout your rants that if it wants to be a very well-made game, it probably will have been made on the Wii.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Wii it has a little chance to expand and breathe as far as the controls.
There's been rumors of it coming on the Wii.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that sounds
right. And if they did that, I would like it.
It's harder to do on the Wii without the touchscreen.
Yeah, but you have the Wii remote, and you have that Wii Plus thing.
Yeah, the Wii... Yeah, the Wii remote thing, that kind of solves that problem.
Like a little Wii
and the controls,
keyboard.
And the
and
the controls.
Sell that for 60 extra bucks.
Ah, exactly.
It wouldn't really be about the actions, because the actions already sucked. Mm-hmm. I mean, heck, if they kept the really bad control scheme on the Wii, fine, whatever. I mean, if they let you use the thumbstick, that'd be nice to walk.
Yeah.
I mean, you just use the nunchuck thumbstick to walk.
I can't imagine trying to click with the Wii. No.
Yeah, and then just using the Wii remote to spawn stuff and moving around,
Use
the other one, the nunchuck, to walk.
Yeah.
That'd be great, and then
just
make it so stuff actually works
this time around. That would probably make it a well-made game. Even if they screwed it up with the matching carpet and stuff, it would be at least playable in a lot of parts. You wouldn't have this, oops, I really didn't mean to jump there.
Yeah,
and the screen would be bigger so you could see things better.
Mm-hmm. And get rid of the map editor. Unless you're actually going to make a map editor, don't claim to have one. Please, it just infuriates me.
Yeah.
Use the extra RAM to go build me some more stuff I can buy.
It sounds really taped on. That's another reason I think... Well, the Wii would if Wii has memory cards and stuff. You know, you automatically have more space to save off stuff. You can even send it to friends then.
Yeah. See, I really just wish they'd taken the extra time to get rid of the friggin' level editor and just put in more stuff for me to buy with all the money I have.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of stuff's buying is dumb. Like, you can buy music, which is cool. You can buy all the game's music.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it has actually pretty good music.
Cool.
Which you can then use in the levels, so you can put your own music to whatever level you want.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, since the level there sucks, it's pointless.
Yeah.
You can also play it in the setup menu. In the options menu, you can play whatever song you want.
Right.
Now, what I hoped it would have done is that when I picked the song, it would play then when I was in the menu section, that song instead of the normal song.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
No,
second you leave, it does. Which is annoying. I'm like, okay, I bought all this music, but I can't listen to it.
Yeah, I hate it when it does that. Yeah. I've had games that do that.
Heck, even the Woolens with You. When you got music, you could put it on your menu.
Mm-hmm.
And when your menu's popped up, you can choose one for like every menu, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want this song to play for this menu, this song to play for this
menu.
No,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool because that Woolens with You also has great music.
Mm-hmm.
It has, like, full songs on it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's a rant. So, I know I'm making it sound really bad, but
it's
just...
It's actually a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah, I'm pulling out all the problems with
glitches
it.
Glitches and stuff. Yeah, sure.
But it's still... It's great.
Okay, well, we're all just about the hour mark.
Yay, that's why I was worried about the dark one, because I knew I was going to rant for this one forever.
Right.
Oh, God.
So I'm trying to think of one last thing. One good thing to leave off on. Because I don't want people to stop, not go get this, because it is a good game.
Yeah, it is a good game.
Have a rant of something amazing you did with something that you didn't expect.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to think of. But also, I want people to get this game, because if people buy this game a lot, they'll make a sequel.
Yeah.
And they'll make it better.
Exactly.
That's what I want. I want the better version of this. I want the sequel, because I know the sequel has to be better. And if it doesn't, then I will shun Fifth Cell.
Yeah.
Even though they were really cool about putting themselves in the game.
Yes.
By the way, if you use the teleporter, since we cheap to actually allow you to teleport around levels, it just takes you to the Fifth Cell staff room. You can meet all the staff.
Right. You can also spawn the staff.
Yeah, you can spawn the staff, and you get achievements for spawning the staff. By the way, the game has achievements.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
It just gives you medals for doing cool stuff in the game. But I'm thinking one cool moment in the game. It was a sadist moment. The mission was to get rid of all the mice inside the cooking shop. Okay, it was a place, and there was a mafia member, too, in this bakery.
Okay.
So I went, okay, what am I going to do? I could spawn a cat, but no, I need to save that for my other tries.
So I decided to be simple. I spawned myself with some wings because it has a top floor. I went around, picked up the mice, and I was trying to figure out, you know, I have to get rid of them. So I'm like, okay, where can I put them? And I saw an oven. I went, okay. I started storing the mice in the oven, okay?
You sick zombie.
It's not on. I'm just putting them in the oven.
Okay.
So I'm stuffing the mice in the oven, okay? And I win the game. And it goes ding, star pops up. Then I click the oven. And then I light the oven. And everyone in the room turns towards my character and goes, oh. They give this expression of fear. Even the mafia members, like,
oh my god. No, that's amazing. They actually reacted to your
yes,
cruelty.
Yes, they actually to me lighting these mice on fire.
Wow.
Inside an oven. And then I went up and picked up my star and beat the level while they're all staring at me like, you monster. You sick son of a gun.
Give Abraham the god and a mafia member and a ninja. Oh, that monster. And that is why Scribblenauts is awesome.
Yeah. Okay, I forgot one thing. Level Editor has one good point.
Okay.
One good point, but it's useless without all the other things they actually need, like the ability to create a level and make barriers and stuff to, you know, make puzzles, actual puzzles.
Okay.
When you spawn something, you can choose its emotion and what it feels towards whatever else.
All right, cool.
So you can make people afraid of people. You can make the vampire afraid of every human on the map. you can make the guard. I've made it. I made my dragon guard my endpoint. I mean, everyone else afraid of the dragon, and you know you can choose what everyone feels towards everything else, which is cool. That's nice. It's a good option, good thing to put in the game. Now everything else, because that is not nearly as important as everything else I stated.
Yeah.
I don't care if I can't make the dragon be friends with me, as long as I can actually make a puzzle instead of a walkthrough.
Yes.
Because I'm no joke. Any map you can make in the map editor can be solved by spawning a black hole. You can solve. There's no thing you cannot beat with the black hole in if you make a level in the map there. Because all you can do is spawn.
And the A-bomb.
The only hard thing you can do is spawn a monster. That is it. That is the hardest thing you can do. So, black hole, gone. You win. Walk through.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. So, this is Gamer's Rant, and I'm Locke.
But we're ending it?
We're almost at the hour mark. What else do we have to talk about?
I don't know.
And while we're thinking about this, I'm Locke. I'm Xylo.
And I'm Sarah.
And this is Bambi.
Bambi, no!
Oh, dear.
We're not ending it with this. Let's find something else.
And this is Gamer's Rant.
And, oh, by the way, check out rantaboutgames.ning.com. I'm adding blogs there since it's taken us so long to come up with an episode.
Oh, yeah, and please email us. We haven't gotten an email in forever.
Please email us.
If you did email us and you're hearing this, we didn't get your email. Clearly. Unless you manage to send in the next 5 seconds, in which case you suck. And this is Gamer's Rant. He has something to say, obviously. Great. You know what?
Hooyah!